President Bush flies to Vienna, Austria tomorrow for a one-day meeting with leaders of the European Union. This is a once-a-year regular summit where the U.S. and EU discuss common interests and also conflicts in trade and international security. For several years now, the central source of that conflict has been the war in Iraq. This year, Mr. Bush is also eager to discuss Iran and its nuclear program. There are other issues as well. Joining us is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back. This is a one-day meeting to talk about all the world's problems.
Well, just the most important ones, Alex, and most important from the perspective of the U.S. and the EU. So that includes the threat of nuclear war, and it also includes beef imports. And the diplomats who are traveling with the president, while the principals are talking about the big picture, the diplomats are going to be talking about everything from climate change to the international protection of intellectual property rights.
Are we still at odds with the EU over Iraq? Is that a fair statement?
Yes, but not in the same way that we have been in the past. I think it's fair to say that Europe is ready to move on with respect to this conflict and see what it can do to resolve it. They do want to find a way forward, and they want not to just be bashing the United States and what has been achieved by the United States in the last 3 years or what damage may have been done from their point of view. They would like to be part of the solution if they can. On the other hand, President Bush wants something a little more palpable. We are seeing fewer troop commitments from members of the EU than we did before. And the president also is talking about the billions of dollars out there in unpaid pledges for Iraq reconstruction. The White House says $13.5 billion was pledged by the international community in general, and most of that money is yet to show up.
Maybe there are some subjects that the EU would prefer to hear about from Mr. Bush. What do they want the U.S. to be saying over there?
Well, among other things, they would like very much to see the United States change its attitude with respect to the handling of prisoners in the war on terror. The European Parliament just last week called on the United States to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay immediately, and some of the officials of the EU looking forward to this week's summit with President Bush said that they were going to raise that issue and raise it quite directly with the president.
And how about the new complications in Iran's programs for nukes and now Korea's preparation of a missile launch that would be capable of striking the U.S.? That's perhaps going to complicate things this week.
Clearly, the president's going to bring up Iran. The strategy for stronger sanctions if Iran refuses to meet the U.S. demand that they stop enriching uranium. Now, this is something that could be part of a process for making a bomb. Iran says it only has peaceful ends for its nuclear program, but also that it has full rights to uranium enrichment. This is the sticking point at this point. The United States wants the EU to back up the call for sanctions that the United States will make at the United Nations should Iran fail to comply with this precondition, if you will, for talks further on the question of their nuclear future.
And what about the North Koreans, Ron?
There, the focus is really on the negotiating coalition that's been set up among countries that are in Asia, countries that neighbor Korea. But the president also wants to know he's got the EU behind him if it becomes necessary to pursue some kind of stronger measures in that theater as well. We just learned, of course, from today and from your earlier report that the North Koreans are fueling a missile for potential testing that would be a much longer-range missile than they've had in the past, and that obviously raises the stakes here.
And now, finally, I learn from advice from you that after his EU meetings, Mr. Bush is going to Budapest for a day. What's that about?
It's a salute to the Hungarians on the 50th anniversary of their rebellion against occupation by the Soviet Union. That plucky revolution, heroic effort in 1956, was crushed by the Soviets, but it still looked upon as a milestone in the long process of liberating Eastern Europe after World War II.
And an important date for political conservatives in this country. That's still something that resonates especially in that community.
Absolutely.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving from Washington once again on Day to Day. Ron, thanks.
Thank you, Alex.